Jake Owens, Barefoot Blue Jean Knight, Hoppy Valley's Big Froggy 101, 824, 28 degrees. We just shared it on Facebook a few minutes ago from their website, thesantacrawl.com, which is very cool. In studio with us right now, Brian Allen and Mark Brennan. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Hello there, Boss Frog.
Hey, Sweet Pea.
And on the website, it says Santa BA and Santa Mark. I like that better.
It's been redubbed.
Yes.
Well, the Santa Crawl, I wasn't...
My kind of party.
Totally aware of it, but this is crazy. How long has this been going on?
This is the 10th year.
Oh, wow.
2004, wow. Five clowns, we decided that we wanted to get some attention. So we...
Shocker.
So I bought my Santa outfit and had a couple rented. And we said, meet at the tavern and we're going to do a bar tour. And as we went to bars, people were like, that's a great idea. I'd love to do it. So the next year there was like 13 people. And then it just kept growing and growing till last year it was about 400 people. And it's, you know, we plan it right at going into finals week. So it's not a lot of students. It's mostly professionals. So it's very well-behaved crowd, just enjoying Christmas cheer, you know, having fun. And there are adult beverages involved, but the bars love it because they never have any problems with us. And there's doctors, lawyers, professors, law enforcement people that do it. So, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and the great part about it is that the last couple of years it's been you give a $10 donation to get a wristband, gets you into all the different places. There's no cover charge, some food at some different places, and the money all goes to the Pat Bowlen Scholarship Fund.
Great.
So people who have been around the area. If you've been around, you obviously know who Pat was. Passed away from lung cancer a couple years ago. Worked here in this radio complex for a long, long time.
Yes, he did.
It goes to help a young journalism student. Last year, the money raised pushed it over the level needed for an endowment. So it's just a great cause. So we like to joke around and have fun, but we also want to let people know, listen, if you pay your $10 or a little bit more, we'll take a little bit more if you want to
put
a little more. It all goes to a really good cause.
Well,
so it's a good
great.
Time, good fun, good people, good costumes, and a good cause.
Yeah, and the $10 gets you in, cover free to every bar. And then there's a couple bars like Rotelli and the Tavern that'll have food laid out for you.
I was looking at your website. Has got all that covered on there, all that stuff, the places.
We got our bases covered. I mean, look, we're not dealing with some amateurs here. We're professionals.
Well, this is a bar tour. You guys got a better website than most places I've seen. I'm like, this is a really good website.
Well, this isn't like a bunch of 18-year-olds, trying to break in and do. This is
10 years of experience.
Yeah, a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort into this whole Santa crawl. And I'm telling you, it's all about a good cause, but it's also about having a lot of fun. And when you see us, it starts on either end of town at the cafe and at Kildare's at 8 o'clock. There's so many people that we start on both sides, and everybody works their way toward the middle.
Oh,
and it's a big collision in the middle of town. And I shouldn't even say collision because it's more everybody shaking
it's a
hands.
Smooth
and,
transition.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and everybody's dressed in Christmas outfits or Santa outfits.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a Santa Claus. We have everything from elves to reindeer to, I mean, you name it. We've had a Grinch. We've had Cindy Lou Who. We've had Mr. Snowmiser.
Yeah.
Anything winter themed. We've had a guy that had a dreidel hat. You know, because it's all religions
awesome.
Are represented.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yep. Equal opportunity.
You can tell this has been going on for a while because I'm looking at the site. It's like if you're looking for a suit, you can get a discount here. If you're looking for a place to stay, stay here. I'm like, wow.
That's a big question we get. Where would I get an outfit? And so that had to be part of the website is where you get the outfit. Because Gary, who owns a local establishment here where everybody gets their Halloween costumes, he's always a good guy to go get your any kind of winter-themed outfit that you want.
We're talking about the Santa Crawl. It's this Saturday. Starts at 8 in a couple different locations. So $10 for a wristband. Where do we get the wristbands again?
There's several ways you can do it. You can just show up at Kildare's Cafe 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, and we'll hand them out. If you want to get them beforehand, Hotel State College will be handing them out starting Thursday. You just go to the desk. And then you can also go on the website or the Facebook page. The website is thesantacrawl.com. And Facebook page is Santa Crawl X, which is Santa Crawl 10. And contact one of us, and we'll coordinate. You come by and visit us, and we'll give you a wristband.
And it's $10 or more donation.
Yeah, it's a voluntary donation. Most people, do 10. I get 20s also.
Yeah.
We will not turn anything away because it all goes right directly to Pat's fund, and we've become the biggest contributor to that fund. So it's.
That's really cool.
They're kind of dependent on us, but we got to be careful. You don't want to be endorsing us and our adult behavior too much in the university. So no, but I think
a really good point you made is like you're talking 400 people doing the same thing, but it'd be good because you guys have been around a long time and most people know you in town. You're not going to go tear the place up. You're going to have a good time.
I think one of the beauties of it is that the local business owners have all kind of bought into it as well, and they understand that. Yeah, it's, you know, there's two parts of it. Number one, they're getting more business out of it, but number two, they are helping this good cause because out of this $10, they're not taking a penny. I mean, all that money is going toward the fund. So they realize it. They wouldn't be in every single year. I think Larry Fall, who's organized this thing from the beginning, mentioned that nobody's ever dropped out of the Santa Crawl. Now some businesses have changed ownership and that sort of thing, but it keeps growing. And no bar or restaurant has ever said, you know what, I don't want to do this. And I think that reflects on the good time that people
well-behaved.
Yep.
But fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
I think it's a testament to how many people Pat Boland knew too, because he really, he knew about everybody.
Yeah, well, he
cut it loose.
Yeah, he. I love telling this story because every time when Pat was still with us, that my wife and I would go out for dinner downtown. Invariably, Pat would come walking by at some point and end up eating with us, and you'd have a few beverages with him. So he was not only part of this entire community media wise, but socially. He was always around downtown, and he knew all of these business owners. And I think that's another reason why so many of these people have kind of just jumped into it. And, yeah, listen, VA, Larry, all the people who were involved with this Santa Crawl, everybody knew and loved Pat. And I think, thanks to you folks also for helping to promote this, because obviously you guys knew him as well.
Yeah, definitely. The Santa Crawl, we'll share the website.
I think I'm going to have to do this.
Well, I think
there you go, sweet pea. Come on, girl.
Everyone come join me. We'll go have fun.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll share the Facebook page. We already did that. We'll share the website as well so you get all the details. And hopefully we'll get 400, 500, 600 people. It should be good.
Well, that's the way it's been growing.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. For a new